Hi guys, good morning. I'm Sonia and you're listening to your favorite CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. Let me wish all our listeners a very, very happy Holi in advance. It's a holiday tomorrow, so I'm sure everyone is in festive mood. Looks like the bulls are in festive mood as well. I mean, 7th straight day of green for the Nifty. In fact, the Nifty is now at a 6-month high, up almost 7% in the month of March itself. The Bank Nifty is also at record highs, up 2,000 points in the last 7 days. Now, you know, if you look at the reason for this move, it's purely money coming in from the foreign investor fraternity. So FIIs bought 2,100 crores in the cash market yesterday. Put together, they've bought 23,000 crores in the month of March. The buying has increased substantially in the month of March compared to what we've seen in the past 2 months. So if you look at it, in March, 23,000 crores has come in. This compares to 13,000 crores in February and 128 crores in Jan. Even if you look at what's happened with the MSCI India index itself, there's been huge outperformance this month. MSCI India is up 9% in March versus Asia ex Japan and emerging market indices up less than 2%. So clearly, it's a, you want to call it whatever, it's a pre-election rally. It could be, you know, money, liquidity gush coming in from across the globe. All of that put together has caused the market to be sitting at 6-month highs. If you're looking for individual stocks, then a lot of stocks hitting milestones. Reliance Industries hit a market cap of $125 billion for the first time since 2008. So that's something to look forward to. Jet could be under further pressure as the pilot union has given Jet an ultimatum not to fly from, they won't fly from the 1st of April unless a letter of intent is signed for pending dues. DLF is in focus. The DLF Heinz JV will invest up to 1900 crores to develop 2.9 million square feet in Udyog Vihar, which is their second joint venture in Gurugram. And SBI is well in focus after Etihad asked SBI to buy 24% stake in Jet for 400 crores. Apart from that, Axis Bank had an analyst day yesterday where they did mention that deposit growth is a challenge and they are cautious on infrastructure finance. They will also stay away from greenfield projects. So that's something to keep an eye out on. And big delivery-based buying in names like Infosys and Axis Bank yesterday. So looks like the bulls are in complete control of this market. You guys have a great day. Thanks for tuning in.